Then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back to the show. Second half hour of hour number three here on this magnificent Monday, March 23rd, 2026 edition. Have you guys been watching the NCAA March Madness basketball tournament? Well, three Republican gubernatorial candidates, U.S. Congressman John James, Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt, and Perry Johnson have hit the airwaves with new ads trying to capitalize during the NCAA basketball tournament viewership. Johnson's new ad focused on boys and girls playing with kids of the same gender. It's slated to run statewide during the March college tournament basketball games on broadcast, cable, and streaming services. Perry Johnson, appearing in the ad, says, "March has been a phenomenal month for our campaign, and we feel momentum building across the state, from Macomb to Grand Rapids, from Monroe to Marquette." Meanwhile, the Mission Michigan Pro James Super PAC, funded primarily by Dan and Pamela DeVos, spent nearly $130,000 on an ad that's running on broadcast and cable. John James does not appear in the ad at all, but it's a collection of clips of President Donald Trump praising John James during his rallies. And then at the end of the commercial, paid for by Mission Michigan Super PAC. Kind of interesting. Chief strategist Jonah Burgos said, "On the issues that's important to Michigan families, John James delivers when it counts. And the president, President Donald Trump, knows that." None of the spending, however, was for West Michigan or Detroit. The largest ad buy was in the Lansing area. Fellow Republican candidate Mike Cox went after the ad released by James, saying that Trump criticized him for leaving Congress to run for governor. But he still used the positive clips from the president. Cox is basically saying it's a lie. John James' campaign is counting on Michigan voters not remembering the truth. But voters aren't stupid. They deserve better than recycled misleading ads built to create a false impression. However, he said it was the same pattern James had used previously in his previous runs. This is a pattern with John James. Say whatever is politically convenient, do whatever benefits him, and then try to cover it up when voters catch on. The Cox campaign spent $106,000 on digital advertising, but nothing on television so far. Well, State Senator Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt ran his first television ad, features himself on his farm with pigs, and touts his rural background while trying to distance himself from being someone who's been in politics for much of his career. Kind of interesting, because in the ad, Eric Nesbitt doesn't mention eliminating the state income tax like Perry Johnson and others, but he mentions eliminating the state's property tax. Whoa. Has Carla Wagner forced him to come to Jesus on this? Kind of interesting. Well, ad campaign organization that tracks ad buys, Ad Impact, said that Nesbitt spent nearly $252,000 on broadcast ads in most of the state, except Detroit in the far edges of the state. It would also appear on satellite and streaming services. Nesbitt in the ad says, hardworking families struggling to make it in Michigan are tired of listening to rich guys who don't know their values and offer weak solutions that don't solve their problems. So the campaign is heating up. Kind of interesting, as we're heading into the end of March, that this is being done right now before the April 21st signature filing deadline. As you may remember, Perry Johnson and four other candidates back in 2022 used fraudulent signature petition circulators. As a result, they were kept off the ballot. Well, this year, Perry Johnson has implemented a new verification system. If you're asked to sign a Perry Johnson petition, the petitioner asks for your phone number. Immediately upon signing the petition sheet, the circulator, in order to be paid, has to send you a text message thanking you for signing Perry Johnson for governor and also verifying what county you live in. You then, in front of the petition gatherer, have to respond as to what county you live in, and they verify that you signed the right sheet. If you put down in the text message back that you live in a different county than the sheet you signed for, they immediately pull out a fresh sheet, put the correct county on it, and ask you to re-sign it. Perry Johnson said that he has created this very efficient verification system. Number one, it will remind people that they signed for him and therefore can't sign for other candidates, and also have verified their county in which they live. He said he expects all of his signatures that he turns in to be seen as valid by the Bureau of Elections. So basically, we're 5 weeks away as of tomorrow to get those signatures in for the April 21st deadline. But the TV ads are starting to pop up. Send me a text message if you've seen any candidates running for Republican governor while you've been watching your TV programs. It's absolutely going to be probably an indication as to whether or not the ads are working. Let's see. One of the things I think we're looking at here is the process, because it's kind of interesting. Perry Johnson got in late, immediately started dumping a bunch of money into his campaign, and the question is it starting to have an effect on people? Name recognition, people realizing that he wants to put $4,747 back into a family of four's pockets by eliminating the state income tax? Well, in the most recent ads, he explains that it's through doing a forensic audit, a mega make efficient government accountable. By making Michigan efficient in the government and accountable, he claims to be able to also start doing something about property taxes. Not only is he going to eliminate the income tax, but he's also going to address property taxes. Russell over in Millersburg says, Randy, they're all over Facebook. Randy Walker, I've been seeing Perry Johnson ads. Absolutely. So they're out there. And then, again, like I said, April 21st, turn in the signatures. Let's see if they all make it on the ballot this year. See who turns in enough 15,000 valid signatures to make it on the ballot. And by statute, you're limited to turning in 30,000, twice as many. So let's see who turns in 30,000. Let's see who turns in the bare minimum. And then whether or not Bureau of Elections will be able to get them processed and immediately tell us who is making it on the ballot. Because honestly, some people that have filed or announced may not make it on the ballot again this year. So we'll see who makes it and who doesn't. Different story, real quick. We're going to try to end it. Michigan Geological Survey breaks ground on a brand new facility. Down in Kalamazoo, Michigan Geological Survey broke ground on Friday on a brand new 8,020,000 square foot building on the Western Michigan University Parkview campus with help from the state government and the university. The new building is expected to open up in December of this year and will become the new Michigan Geological Repository for Research and Education. It received $6 million in state funding and a $2 million loan from Western Michigan University. Senator Sean McCann, Democrat of Kalamazoo, and former Representative Rachel Hood helped get the funding for the building. The facility is important because it will preserve geological materials collected over the past century for a wide range of projects and investigations, with examples ranging from oil and gas exploration to the Michigan Department of Transportation's geotechnical work, from road and bridge construction and other aspects. The survey will be used by the state to map aggregates that are used in road construction and involved in advanced hydrogen power storage that has been called on by Governor Gretchen Whitmer to move forward. Geological hydrogen, perhaps the new power source right here in the state of Michigan. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experienced nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. On Mondays, I like to check out this day in Michigan history. Well, on March 23rd, 1956, the legislature gave final approval to put it on the November ballot, a constitutional amendment that bars from the legislature any candidate who's ever been convicted of subversion or a breach of public trust. The concept was an outgrowth of the Senate's refusal a year ago to seat Anthony Wilkowski, who had been elected from the then second state Senate district, over his 1934 conviction of recount fraud. Wilkowski served time in the Jackson prison. This was done back in 1934, but in 1956, 22 years later, they made it a November ballot constitutional amendment. The measure passed by legislative means, meaning they didn't have to collect signatures, requires three-quarter vote in both the House or Senate, either one. Well, the measure passed in the House 85-15, but the House Minority Leader, Ed Kerry, wasn't one of the no votes. However, Kerry said the bill was discharged for immediate action as a way for the Republicans to cover up the footprints of Wilkowski's ouster. Well, in November election that year, 1956, the ballot proposal passed and became a constitutional amendment, 86-14. So, kind of interesting story back, actually, what is it, 70 years ago? Today, March 23rd, 1956. So pretty interesting history, and understanding that this was something that was done 22 years after the guy served his time, paid the price, and was released, and then ran to be a state senator, won the election, but was never seated. Kind of interesting. Got some exciting news coming that we're going to be talking about this week. We're hoping ticket sales will start soon for the upcoming 4th of July, America's 250th birthday party. It's going to be down at Liberty Mountain USA in Clare County, Michigan, Farwell, Michigan. Mark Farner's American Band is going to be the main band at the end of the night, right before the huge fireworks display. And we're excited. We're going to be promoting it. We're going to be a part of it. So we're looking forward to it. Saturday, 4th of July, mark your calendars. Going to be a very affordable ticket price. We want to get as many people there as possible. 2 weeks later, Saturday, July 18th, 7th Annual Fun Shoot Pig Roast. Antrim County Conservative Union working with the Antrim County Republican Party. All the candidates for governor will be invited and will probably show up, because this is just going to be basically 2.5 weeks before the August 4th primary, and they're going to want to talk directly to us, the people. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse is going to be smoking our pork again this year. We're going to have Rob Cordes from the Trump Unity Bridge there. He'll have Trump gear. He'll be helping me with the music, sound system. And the gun ranges will be totally open. So if you're interested in sighting in your deer rifle for November, then you can go directly to the ranges when you get there, bring your own ammunition, and the 100-yard range will be open. You can ask the range safety officer to halt firing. Everybody can go out and put in their fresh targets and then sight in your deer rifle. They have picnic tables with sandbags, so you can get a really good, absolutely lockdown on your gun and make sure the iron sights or the scope is exactly the way you want it. We're also going to be doing firearm training with the young people. We're going to have them instructed on firearm safety. They'll be shooting a .22 handgun and a .22 rifle. And after they do that, they'll put their names into a hat. John Palmer, our pig farmer over in Onaway Palmer Farms, has purchased a .22 long rifle with some ammunition. And Nick Wallace from J2 Construction up in Harbor Springs, Petoskey area, he has already purchased from Tom and Karen Curtis a brand new 20-gauge shotgun. So two young people who go through the firearm safety will be going home with a new firearm. So greatly appreciate that. If you'd like to attend this event Saturday, July 18th, just text me Fun Shoot or Pig Roast. FSPR, whatever. My phone will send you the link to the website, acconservatives.org. You can read all about it and click on the yellow button to make your donation for your tickets. You'll get an email from our PayPal account, not your PayPal, but ours, thanking you for the donation, and that's your ticket. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a magnificent